Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Euler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Wirt applying the tag. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demeter scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Horton moves to third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Horton tags and scores. Freehan tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive towards short. Euler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. Two outs. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to third. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Cash moves to third. Horton moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Banks pinch hits for Gary Bell. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Davalillo moves to second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 2 in the game. McLain strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Cash reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horton is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Cash moves to third. Horton moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Lee Stang. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hinton now playing second base. Steve Hargan now pitching. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler is 0 for 3 in the game. Oyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 0 for 3 in the game. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demeter. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive towards short. Oyler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Chico Salmon pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Davis pinch hits for Larry Brown. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.